What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. It's time for Disneyland tickets. Woo! We've got tickets to Disneyland all week, all day, starting at 7.05 every hour on the fives through 6.05 every day this week. All you have to do is take this hour's code word, which is Avengers, A-V-E-N-G-E-R-S, Avengers, to RadioAlice.com. Don't text it to us. Don't use a contest line. It's RadioAlice.com. Enter Avengers on the contest page at RadioAlice.com. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll also be qualified for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is Avengers. Enter it in at RadioAlice.com. I mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to say it again. At the end of Saltburn, which is Jacob Elordi and Barry Keoghan. Actually, there's a bunch of stars in that. But he dances naked through the house.
Which one?
Barry Keoghan does. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is dead at the end.
I don't know that.
Yeah, well, you probably never watch it.
I probably will never watch it. You're right.
It's that scene in and of itself. Fan-freaking-tastic. I was like, what am I seeing? This is amazing. He danced naked through the house.
And you liked it.
It was great. Fully just, hello. And he dances to the song, Murder on the Dance Floor. Remember we were playing that for a while? That song is like, I don't even know how old it is. It's 20-plus years old. I have no idea. But it was a hit for Sophie Ellis Baxter and had a resurgence with Saltburn. And she is playing tonight at August Hall. So there you go.
Something to do.
Thinking to yourself, you know what? I like August Hall. We've done so many things at that club location over the years. It's a great venue.
Really, I don't know for sure yet because it was only a sort of a, not blurry, but it was a very stylized picture of Elordi as Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
But he's playing in... I can't think of the director's name.
Guillermo del Toro.
That guy.
Yeah.
He's playing the Frankenstein, and they've very much style. He doesn't have the bolts in the neck.
Well, he's so handsome.
Flat top head. Yeah. None of that. They really did change the.
Yeah. I wanted him to look
not
a
green.
Little.
What's the deal?
Well, and he's also Jacob Elordi the whole time.
Yeah, he's like a handsome Frankenstein.
Yeah. Frankenstein's monster
doesn't seem right.
Supposed to be.
You like it?
Hitty. I'm fine with it. I don't care. Whatever. I want to say he's also in like a remake of Wuthering Heights.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, with Margot Robbie.
Yeah, yeah. She seems a little old for him.
That's exactly what I said when the news came out.
They're supposed to be children who grew up together.
I was like, this seems like kind of a crazy age gap. And then I think I looked it up and I was just being sexist. Oh. She's 35 and he's 28.
No.
So it's not that crazy.
It's not that crazy.
But she just seems like she's been an actor for a long time and he seems like new, young, high school.
It's so tall.
Well, she had that moment, the breakout moment. I think it was The Wolf of Wall Street. Where she's just the most stunning thing ever photographed in the history
in a bubble
of
bath.
Cameras.
Yep.
And you just go.
We all went, who's that?
Well, the world just got a new star, didn't we?
Yep. And then, of course, Barbie was just, what a beautifully colorful
anything
movie.
She does.
Right.
I mean, I may not be my favorite movie, but she's going to look great in it.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Did they kind of ugly her up for I, Tonya?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That she was still Margot. So that was good.
Well, it's the accents, I think, that really set her apart. She's so good at becoming a different voice.
Is she Australian?
Mm-hmm.
So she knocks that down when she's doing parts, which plays Americans.
Right.
Mm. Not everybody can do that. Sometimes it's really obvious.
I love when even the local Boston heroes just let their Boston drop, you know, Affleck and...
Affleck.
I can't think
Matt
of the other
Damon.
Guy. That guy.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. The Boston accent is weird. Like our friend Pat thinks that he does a good Boston accent and I just like, ugh.
He doesn't. is what you're saying.
Right.
But all he's right. a director. Are you telling me?
You telling me directors all can do accents?
Direct yourself, dude.
Yeah. No, he can't. He can't. He's always saying stuff to me like we're pals with the Boston accent. I'm like, oh, okay. Taylor Swift's backup dancer.
Yeah.
Let's move on. This guy was a dancer on the Eras Tour, and his name is Jan Rovnik. And he's a dancer.
I don't know him.
I don't either. And she had an army of dancers on that tour. So this guy, Jan, is Jan. He is currently competing on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
As not as the star. He's one of the professionals.
His last name's Ravnik?
Ravnik.
When you put in Jan, it fills out Ravnik, does dancer. It?
He's the current Jan in our lives.
Uh-huh.
So, Jan, I guess. Maybe it is Jan. Who knows?
I don't know.
Although, I watched some TikTok of him, and he does seem to have an accent, so I don't know. Anyway, this guy, he's a backup dancer from Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. And
handsome.
They're saying that's why he got this gig, that he's a pro dancer, and he's partnered up with Jen Affleck, very close to Ben Affleck. She's from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I don't know her
sitting
either.
Sitting here going, wait a minute.
There must be an extended Affleck.
Are you talking about Jen
Affleck.
Garner?
No. This is Jen Affleck.
She's really Affleck. Okay.
She's not related to them.
All right.
Oh, she's not?
No.
So he's catching some flack from some of the resident pros and some former ones as well, who are like, that guy is not a classically trained ballroom dancer. And he's screwing everything up. So,
but you'd think he's a dancer, so he would know the classics, whether he's classically trained or not, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how old he is, which I assume, you know,
he's 30.
Okay, so you would think that if you are a professional dancer that you'd know, but I guess they don't all get trained in what the samba is or the tango or whatever.
You know, I have said into this microphone, I don't dance. I'm not a dancer. I don't like to dance.
Even though we've all seen you dancing multiple times.
And
you do. No one shakes their booty like Vinny Hassel.
Even my daughter goes, you're dancing all the time in videos now. And I was like, well, you know.
I turn around, I shake my butt at the camera.
It's true, though. Two recent videos. There I am.
And then he has the audacity to come to me while I'm editing. And he says, don't make me look stupid. I'm like, you
were fully in charge of that. I'm just taking what you gave me. If you haven't seen that one yet.
Did I really say that?
Is that a post?
Yes.
Okay, so it's still there. So we did it last week for the Dancing with Myself, for the Billy Idol contest that we did yesterday. But over the weekend, we wanted to get people, you know, in the know so that they would compete in our contest. And Vinny's dance moves are so reminiscent of his dance moves in the Taylor Swift TikTok that we did.
Oh, they are? I've only got...
Well, you turned your butt to the camera.
Oh, well, that...
When you
know,
ran out of moves, you turn your butt to the camera and just give it a shake. And
that was
goes,
edited.
That's good enough. That's great. That is fantastic.
That was edited. I mean, I didn't take part in how that was put together. They're saying here, what did you say? Shermanovsky?
Maxim and PETA. They're married in real life.
Okay.
And they are former resident pros. And Maxim says, Jan has absolutely no business being a pro on Dancing with the Stars.
That's the quote I'm looking at.
Zero foundation, technique, quality, understanding of the partnership. He had no idea what the foxtrot is supposed to look like. How are you going to expect him to teach it and deliver that message in a format that's completely different? PETA said, PETA Murgatroyd, that's her name. She said, I feel bad because Jen's not getting taught the basics that she needs to. He's a Taylor Swift dancer. It's the obvious reason why he was hired. Apart from that, he's a lovely guy. He looks great. He's a great dancer. Hiring a non-ballroom dancer to teach ballroom dancing to a celebrity is outrageous.
All right. Well, that's what they made their name on. They take it seriously. I don't know what to say. Should he be shot?
Yes. Jan's dance partner, Jen Affleck.
I can't Bob just goes, what just happened?
Well, I mean, you got to do something about it. Start with shot and then figure something else out. It's a negotiation.
All right.
Jan's partner is this Jen Affleck chick, and she posted a TikTok in defense of Jan, saying, we don't tolerate Jan slander in this house.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know. But, I mean, I understand what they're saying. I personally would not know any of the moves from any of the other moves, and I'm not watching Dancing with the Stars, so I haven't, like, gained a bunch of knowledge about the ins and outs and the intricacies of ballroom dancing. But I guess I can see their point.
I have been following this.
Have you?
I've been following the Dancing with the Stars season. It's getting a lot of attention on TikTok. Their social media team is crushing it. And I know absolutely nothing about ballroom dance, nor does almost anybody who watches this show.
Right.
Right.
But, like, they all get judged by, like, pro ballroom dancers right after they perform, right? Isn't that the whole thing? They get a score from the judges?
Yes, they get a score from the judges, but it's combined. The scores are not strictly based on how well you did the moves, even from the judges. They're comparing you to what you've done before. If you're improving, your scores go up. There's a big emotional component to too. If you really left your heart on the floor, then your scores go up. And then also your actual ability to stay on the show is, I think, half of these judges' scores, but half the votes you get.
Oh, for example, right. That's right. There's an audience component.
Conan's right-hand man from Andy Richter, he is on the show. He's made it far past what people expected based on his dance skills, but people are just loving him, so they're voting for him.
I'm sure there's a campaign going on Conan's podcast.
Right. Exactly. He's getting tired. I think it's almost time for him to go. He's like, I didn't think I was going to be here this long.
That's funny. Didn't Alec Baldwin's wife get off first?
Yeah. Yeah. She's already gone.
Yeah.
And you might say she was a better dancer than Andy. But anyway, all that's to say is
it's hilarious.
Jen is, her dances are not, like, breaking through the way other people's dances are. It is his first time as a pro. I don't know what his background is. And I think this podcast of these former pros was a little mean-spirited, but they do have some points, it seems.
Well, they take it seriously. They built their name on their dancing skills. I think the people who can dance, and I had a girlfriend who took ballroom in college and could dance. And whenever someone also was at the party that could dance, they'd kill it on the floor. Mm. And I'd just be watching that going, man, I wish I would love to be the guy that could do that with her because it's super cool. Mm. But not even close. And when she'd say, let me show you.
It's great exercise, Vin. Maybe you should, you and long, the wife should
that's,
go.
Well, no.
That'd be a nice date busy. Night thing.
Oh, no. Yeah.
What?
You could document it for your Instagram too.
Oh.
Be good content.
Yeah, Vin.
Okay, I'll do it.
Great. I look forward to it. Let me know when you start so I can get on Instagram and take a look.
What the?
Whenever he forgets the move, he'll just turn around and shake his butt at the camera. All right, what's coming up?
That's just one of the few moves I know.
I'm well
aware.
It's
a fallback. It's a crutch.
There's that one. There's the fall on the floor. And those are the two.
Halloween and more after these. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at
97.3. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bad advice is back. It's happening tomorrow. We want your I have a great one for tomorrow. It's almost an ethical question.
Great.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I love this stuff.
Yeah. Bad advice is back. We want your problems. Email them to us at badadvice973@gmail.com. And then listen tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. See if we take on your problem. See what our solution is.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland Tickets. All this week, listen for the code words on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. Mm. Then head to RadioAlice.com to enter the code word for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets and a two-night hotel stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel.
Sweet.
Super fun. Speaking of, I'm in the middle of making plans for tomorrow's big show. I can't wait to see you all out there, the ones that are coming.
To the Billy Idol show.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So excited.
My date is Deepak, my friend.
I can't wait to see him.
He's coming, and he's going to meet me here. We'll do some lunch and then head over.
That'll be great.
But I did tell him, you know, when it's over, I've been in the city all day. I'm leaving. The minute that guy puts the mic down, I will be, listen for this sound.
I think that guy's Splitsville.
Honestly, yeah, long day. Okay. I did the tag. Sunny and 75 today. Should be beautiful. Game 4 of the World Series tonight at 5. And we begin with this young man, an eighth grader in California named Kevin Tang, was just named America's top young scientist of 2025 for an invention inspired by his grandmother.
Oh.
It's called Fall Guard. I thought we had things like this, but this is its own thing. It uses cameras and AI to detect if someone falls and needs help. You don't have to say,
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah, you don't have to say that.
Okay.
The AI does it for you, and the title comes with $25,000. Congratulations, Kevin Tang.
Cameras in it, so you gotta have a little AI camera in
each room.
Something
in there, yeah.
I see, okay.
What are you gonna do?
I think it's great.
I think it's great too.
Nana is very resistant to wearing the little speaker charm.
Well, and people want to be independent for sure. Yeah. There's no question. That's probably one of the hardest parts of that stage of your life is finally going, I give up. I can't drive and I probably need someone to check on me.
Mm.
Bummer.
Well, congratulations to that fine young scientist inventor.
Mm-hmm. 2025's best cities for Halloween and trick-or-treating. New York City is number one almost every year, and this year is no different. Your boys are going to have the time of their life when they get their costumes on and get out into the streets with their pillowcases to get their candy. Go, boys. Jersey City's number two. LA is three. Chicago, Vegas, Miami, Anaheim, I'm assuming, is because of Disneyland.
Yeah, I
guess.
It's
got to be.
Sure.
Because Anaheim's no different than the rest of Southern California. It's all fairly newly built suburbs with lots of strip malls in between. Mostly with the same stores in clumps.
Right.
I'm from there, I know.
Every red light is surrounded by big stores.
By a corner of stores. And if that one doesn't have what you want, go to the next street.
Right.
There's another strip mall there.
Mm.
You'll find it. Don't worry.
Well, anywhere where there's like big housing developments is always a really good place to go trick-or-treating.
Exactly. So Southern Cal is good for that. Boston's on the list. Gilbert, Arizona.
Never heard of it.
And Newark, New Jersey.
So Newark.
That's just good times. The worst places, Birmingham, Alabama, Memphis, Tennessee, Baton Rouge.
Why?
I don't know. I guess maybe that's not safe. No streetlights.
Maybe. I don't know.
No crosswalks. I'll tell you, just, and this has nothing to do with trick-or-treating or Halloween, but at 4 something in the morning, whenever we're driving into the city here, there's lots of people for some reason dressed in black crossing the streets in non-crosswalk spots. And I swear,
when you get into the city.
Yeah, when you get into the city.
I've definitely noticed that.
You have to keep your eyes open.
You got to check every single crosswalk and keep your eyes
and
peeled.
Non-crosswalks. Right. That's my point. At least if they're at a street, there's lights and all the time. You find yourself going. Argh!
I drive through this one section of Chinatown in town here, and it's like the busiest part of the city. Like there's just cages
at 4:30 and 5 in the morning,
cages of chickens on the sides of the road and people just like backing out of side street. It's crazy. I'm like on high alert when I go through there.
Anyway, it's around the corner, everyone. Keep your eyes on the road if you're going to be driving on Halloween night.
Yeah.
Because
you don't want to hit a kid.
You don't want to hit anybody. You
right.
Nobody.
But especially a kid, though.
A Delta flight attendant made a huge mistake during a flight last Saturday when he accidentally deployed the emergency slide at the gate.
Oh no. Oh, that's going to cause a delay. That's going to sting.
The story starts with, what's the biggest fail you've suffered at work? I've had some troubles in my day, but I remember someone leaving a mic on and talking about stuff they shouldn't have been talking about on air. No. Okay. This was before I ever met you. But it's one of those things that just, oh my God, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to you. And you're being heard clearly above the song.
Yeah.
Like it's not even.
Because you're talking right into the mic.
Oh my God.
The worst thing I ever did at work was twice spilled a liquid into the board and blew up the studio.
How many times again?
Twice. Within like a couple weeks, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
A Delta flight attendant made a pretty big mistake during a flight last Saturday when he accidentally deployed the emergency slide. The plane was still at the gate at the time, thankfully, but you can't just deflate it and repack it.
No.
It's not one of those where the go back inside button is right there next to the launch button.
Don't need you anymore.
So unfortunately, they say it's a very complicated process and it'll probably cost the airline between $50,000 and $70,000.
Oh my God.
The flight was supposed to go from Pittsburgh to Salt Lake City.
Nice to know they work though.
But was canceled and passengers had to be put on later flights and also into the next day.
Oh.
One passenger said the flight attendant did apologize to the travelers. He told them that he had 26 years of experience and has never done this before. Sounds like he did something wrong when securing the door or something in the wrong order and it triggered the slide. God. So, yes, and I know that people, every now and then I'll see people post videos of someone losing their you-know-what at the airport. And you do realize it's stressful.
Yes.
And people are already on their last nerve.
Yep.
And then when someone says, I'm sorry, there's another delay or worse.
Right.
This flight's going to be canceled. We'll be holding you over till tomorrow. And especially
if
some of the flyers had just left the bar hoping to get on that last.
Right. And pass out.
For night for the, last plane for the night. Sorry about it. But oh well.
I can never forgive you. There is no sorry.
While we're at the airport, top 10 airport snacks in America. What is the number? You know those little Hudson News spots? I always get, if I can, I get a paper newspaper.
Yeah.
And then I buy all the magazines that I never get to see in paper version. But I'm not really, I don't go snack crazy.
I'll buy a bag of cashews.
Oreos are number one.
Oreos.
Jack Link's beef jerky, number two.
Really? That's a very, I would never have thought that people are buying beef jerky.
You want protein.
Airport.
I'm guessing you're just trying to get something in
maybe
your tummy.
Maybe your keto.
To hold you over. Cheeto puffs. Cheetos crunchy flaming hot.
That seems like heartburn waiting to
Cheetos
happen.
Must be big sellers, and I don't know it. I like them.
Yeah.
But the orange alone is enough to tell your wife what you've been up to.
You know what I've been doing since you gave us the hack of eating orange-dusted snacks with chopsticks is when John brings home,
out of here. You do
it's
not.
It's great.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. John brought home the Cheetos Puffs, I don't know, a couple days ago, and I'm like, grab myself some chopsticks, put them in a bowl.
You've done this within the last...
I've done it 10 times.
In the last year?
No, since you said this. And John did it with me the first time. He's like, that's a pain in the ass. I'll wash my hands afterwards. I'm not going to worry
worth
about
it.
This.
What are you talking about?
It slows me down, too. I'm not just, you got to actually, physically get the thing and then figure out a way to get it into your mouth, Jenga it in there, Tetris it in.
Yeah, that would be hard because you can't stick it in straight. Yeah. It's going in sideways.
Yeah.
Unless you can clap
No, I would get like on one top. End, but I try, but I don't eat.
What?
Never mind.
Let's have a game.
All right, let's do it. did you already play it?
I can play it. Let me play it.
Yeah, it's yours is longer, I think. I'm going to throw mine away. There we go.
We don't know what you're talking about.
My bed is hers is longer. Can you turn down a little bit? All right, here we go. We're going to play how old's that guy?
Okay. Just,
there weren't enough of when did that happen.
All right.
How old is Joaquin Phoenix? Bob, you have to go first. How old's Joaquin Phoenix?
67.
He is 51 years old.
Oh,
that's a
sorry,
point.
Joaquin.
What did you think it was?
No, I thought he was older.
He's an old guy. Yeah, well, clearly a lot older. He's younger than everyone on the show except you.
He was the younger brother of River, right?
He was.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
How old is Daphne Zuniga? We know about Daphne because she's in love with Vinny.
She's not.
She was Joe on Melrose Place, Princess Vespa in Spaceballs, and she's going to be in this new Spaceballs. How old is Daphne Zuniga? Vinny, you're first.
I'm going to say she is 59.
58.
She is 63. Mm. That's a point for Vinny. You said 58, right?
Yeah.
How old is Caitlyn Jenner? Very famous Olympian named Bruce was also born on this day.
70?
70, says Bob. What do you think then?
80.
He's closer to 80. He's 76. She's 76. Sorry, Caitlyn Jenner, 76. Jesus, Sarah. How about
Jesus, Sarah?
Yeah, I try. I'm trying hard. Use all the right pronouns.
We did
and
know
stuff.
That person for a long time, one way before we had to get used
trying
to the
to
other way.
Trying to respect her choices.
Right.
How old is Gwendolyn Christie, Brienne of Tarth on Game of Thrones, and shapeshifter Principal Weems on Wednesday?
37.
37. 45. She is 47 years old. So far, no points for Bob. 4 points for Vinny. And I'm going to say this one's pretty much over, so I'll just pick one. How about Bill Gates? How old's Bill Gates? His home, by the way, covers about his home, the house he lives in, is 66,000 square feet.
I don't know what that means.
All the floors are heated, including the driveway. The swimming pool has massive speakers in it, so you can hear your favorite music even when you're underwater. Because why not? You're Bill Gates. How old's Bill Gates, Vinny?
75.
74. He is 70. That's 1 point for Bob, but it isn't enough.
He's only 70, really?
70 years old. I know. I was surprised, too. Vinny has won the game.
Okay.
Play Vinny's music of victory. Whatever. Play his anthem. El Campeón.
Oh my God, I made it. Did you see that? I made that.
I did. Well, you're a winner. I mean, it's not too surprising, is it?
I did it with no looking. Who am I? Steph Curry? I threw a basket into the trash.
That was well, it is like, you know, 3 feet directly behind you.
I actually didn't see either.
Positionally, it's exactly where it always is.
It bounced out. Anyway.
Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane have way more tickets for Disneyland. Every hour on the fives, we'll give you a new code word. You take to RadioAlice.com. And tomorrow on the show, we're going to do bad advice at 8 o'clock. We hope you'll join us for that. And it will be hump day all day.
Thank you. Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.